Hey everyone, this is Marissa Phillips from Y'all Heard, and hey everybody, rate us on iTunes. 5 stars is a charm, and why not leave us a voicemail? 570-POD-WOD-1. Doesn't matter what you say in your voicemail. We promise we'll appreciate it. We don't get many. Thank you.
Y'all heard?
All right, you ready?
Ready.
1, 2, 3.
Hey, everybody.
This is Y'all Heard. A podcast where me, Marissa Phillips.
And me, Pete Phillips.
Are not related.
And this is a show where two friends try to remember how to make a podcast that's listenable for you after being away for a little while. It started out as a way to teach you things, but when we return from breaks like this, it's usually a little different, so we'll just have to see what happens this episode.
In other words, let me tell you things you didn't know you needed to know. Are those glasses new?
I'm not sure.
Maybe I just haven't seen you for a while. How are you?
I'm okay. I'm just getting a text, though, that the air conditioning is not working.
Oh, great.
Well, the air conditioning is not working at my apartment. But I'm getting a text that it's not working at Mom's house either.
Oh, okay. Ugh, gosh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I've been away. We've been away.
Yes.
From the podcast. I've been away from my home. And it was glorious. Makes me wonder why I don't move away from my home.
Well, your mother would say the same to me. I also would say the same, but then I would also say you did move to Jersey once and then you hated it and came back. So maybe you don't like anywhere you are.
Yeah, that's probably more likely.
Yeah. When I mention how much I don't like where I am, my mother says, "You're unhappy everywhere." And I'm like, "Oh, maybe, yeah." But I think I'm more unhappy here. But anyway, yeah. Yeah, you should move back to Jersey. I feel like you do seem happier when you're in Jersey.
Yeah, but I also wonder if it's because I'm unemployed when I'm in New Jersey.
That could be true, but also, well, one, it could be true. But I do think, one, you're more in tune with nature, which calms people, and you have more company that you like there.
I have stuff to do there. That's, my mom was like, "What do you do when you're home?" And I was like, "Nothing."
Yeah, so you have like, exactly, you like have more like purpose there.
Gotta water the plants, I gotta feed the birds. Man.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I need purpose, guys. How about you, Marissa? How are you doing?
I'm gonna go into an explanation of how petty I am, but also talk about something exciting. So in my stupid house, we rent a house. I don't remember how much I've gotten into it, but I refuse to, which my father said hurts no one but the plants, which is true, but I refuse to water our lawn because one.
Yeah, why would you water your lawn?
Well, multiple things. One, me and my husband came from the city. We don't even like know what you're supposed to do when you rent a house. I don't even know what the norm is. But our lease is like, we take care of landscaping. Cool.
Yeah, so, if there's less to landscape, then it's less for you to do.
Yeah, but the landscaper just cuts the grass. And I don't even know how, if you're supposed to water the lawn, whatever. However, there is a part that should be watered because they tore up all of our grass to fix the plumbing. And then they had to put something called like sod or something. Mm-hmm. And it was all like dead and dry.
Yeah.
But I'm like, no one asked me to water it. And I'm like, and I'm not gonna water it. If they like ask me to and they buy a sprinkler, I'll turn the water on. But I'm not doing shit for the people who own this house because I don't like them.
Because they haven't done shit for you.
Yeah, exactly. Also, there's all these like weird plants around my yard, which you haven't seen this house. But I say weird because there's no rhyme or reason to them. So I think half the plants in my front yard looks disgusting. I think half the plants in my front yard are just from like seeds that blew into my yard because there's like no symmetry. We have like a random plant that a neighbor down the street has, but only one of them next to like a different plant. So I hate my yard. I don't touch it. I let it look like shit. And I'm like, that's not my job. Mm-hmm. But I keep going like, I wonder if one day they're going to ask me to water that one patch of dead grass. Because periodically I hear my landlords turning on the water and they water it. And I'm like, I'm not doing anything for them. I'm not doing anything. However, the one thing I will water, I will let every single thing around my house die. But I just planted some pumpkins, which my father said unhinged. Because, okay, so we have this little raised flower bed. Oh, by the way, I don't know how to plant shit. I don't keep plants because I kill them.
You buried some pumpkin seeds?
Yeah. So I buried some pumpkin seeds in an area where it doesn't make sense. I was drunk. Me and my husband go drinking at this place that's next to Target on Wednesdays. And then when we go to Target, we make questionable decisions. And I was like, I'm going to buy like basil. And Aaron's like, buy some pumpkins. And I'm like, all right. But the only area for us to plant stuff is in a tiny raised plant bed. My father, who grows stuff, is like, that's not where you plant pumpkins. He's like, pumpkins are like gigantic. He's like, not the pumpkin, the plant is gigantic. Anyway, long story short, my pumpkins are growing.
Nice.
They have already sprouted multiple. There's no way they're going to survive where they are. But my father said best case scenario, since they're vines, they'll like grow out of the flower bed and onto the rest of my garden. Like they'll grow down. I don't know. Anyway, I'm very excited to see how this goes. I didn't expect any of them to sprout. They started sprouting immediately. And I put the water can inside my house so that my landlords can't be like, well, you water that. Can you water this too? No.
That's a significant difference. I had to water the plants at my mom's house, and it was an hour every night walking around watering plants.
That's crazy.
But and yeah, we have a sprinkler on one section, and she refuses to use the sprinkler. So I used the sprinkler, which cut like 10 minutes off. But
yeah, I don't know why they don't use a sprinkler, but I don't care. All their grass can die for all I care. But yeah, long story short is, I planted pumpkins. When they sprouted, it felt like magic because I don't know what I'm doing, so I can't even fucking believe anything sprouted. So, guys, I'm going to keep you up to date on my pumpkin endeavors.
Yeah, well, I think this is good because if you planted them in the ground, it could have been that somebody might come along and eat them, but now that they're in a raised bed.
Yeah. I mean, a squirrel can easily go in every bed. If I get an actual fucking pumpkin, I'll shit myself. I'll shit on the ground. I'll shit right in front of my...
But you don't have to.
No, but I choose to. Anyway, speaking of things we choose... Oh, we don't need segues for everything. I didn't need a segue to an icebreaker. That's only for topics. Who fucking cares? Anyway, what's your favorite summer treat?
Like, right now?
Or your favorite summer treat tomorrow? Whatever you want.
I'm gonna go with, if it's allowed. I'm gonna go with, blueberry pie.
Yeah, why wouldn't that be allowed? Oh, because it's not particularly summery?
I thought you could be like, well, you could get blueberries anytime and make a pie.
I mean...
The blueberries are in season in New Jersey in July.
Okay,
in June, July. Yeah.
So you're having like fresh blueberry pie?
Yeah.
That's cool. I've not had a pie for years. I would kill to eat pie.
Oh, that's right. Well, I guess you could make a pie with gluten-free flour.
Exist, but I'm not going to fucking make one.
Yeah, And I have to tell you too, I don't want to say second, but right up there is, just a big fat chocolate milkshake made out of hard ice cream.
Why it's bad if it's made out of soft ice cream?
Yeah, like I don't want any McDonald's soft serve type thing. I want hard ice cream that's been made into a shake. I could tell the difference.
I'm sorry, are you trying to say you don't want a milkshake made out of soft serve, or are you trying to say that sometimes McDonald's tries to just sell soft serve and say it's a milkshake?
No, I'm saying the first one.
Okay.
The way McDonald's makes one out of soft serve is not what I'm looking for.
Huh. I don't think I mind either way, but I don't have any milkshakes in my life. But that sounds delicious.
Yeah.
Cool.
I had one this summer, and it was, oh baby, it was good.
I haven't had a milkshake in like a fucking decade. And I actually started buying low sugar ice cream, which I could probably survive drinking a small milkshake from, but I am so conditioned to think a milkshake is a thing I'm not allowed to consume.
Yeah.
That I think I would feel bad, even if I knew. Even if I could add up the sugar numbers, like I would still feel like this isn't okay, and I would mentally give myself sickness.
Well, that's how I felt too. Like the last milkshake I had was probably like a, oh, it was when I tried to get a Shamrock Shake, but I couldn't get one. So, yeah, that was probably the last time I had one, but that wasn't what I was looking for.
I'm sorry. But what, do you not like a Shamrock Shake because it's soft serve?
No, I like a Shamrock Shake because it's minty.
Oh, okay.
But then every time I went to McDonald's, they didn't have them.
Gotcha, okay.
I also take a mango Rita's. If possible.
Oh, I've been, this is not the same, but I've been eating mango ice cream. That's been pretty good.
Nice.
My favorite summer anything is a hot dog. And I've only had one so far this year, one and a half so far this year, because I have high cholesterol. So I'm really depressed. I want to eat one constantly. Yeah, it's fucked up. Also, my family is on a lot of diets. And whenever I eat something crazy, then they all think it's an invitation from their mom to eat something crazy. So like they're definitely no one's supposed to eat a hot dog. And we had a barbecue and I bought them all like veggie burgers, turkey burgers. And I was like, Aaron, make me one hot dog. And then everyone's like, let's all eat hot dogs. So then the last time we had a barbecue, I had to be like, oh, I'll eat a turkey burger. Cause otherwise I'll open the floodgates and we'll all fucking go wild. So yeah.
Have you tried a turkey hot dog?
No.
Okay.
I eat like all beef fucking
Nathans. I mean, it's the way to go.
No.
No, I'm saying you eating the all beef, that's the way to go.
Oh,
if you get a turkey
exactly.
One, it's just like, why did I waste my
like,
time?
Why even? Like, yeah. Not even, I want a hot dog either in a barbecue or I want, and this is controversial, I want one off of a fucking 7-Eleven roller.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, I will fucking go to town. I had one of those last year, and I like, oh, this is like the highlight of my year. I live a sad life.
No, we are finding simple pleasures in the world.
yeah, okay. Well, let's see what your topic is.
One such simple pleasure might sometimes be a little haha.
Okay.
As I was driving to and from New Jersey, I noticed a couple of signs along the way, and one of them was, it was like, "Don't give our roads a bad name. Drive safely," or something like that. Like it was, that's how related it was. And what they were trying to do with the sign was to play off of Bon Jovi, "You Give Love a Bad Name."
Oh.
Because it's a road in New Jersey. And it was so far to go.
Yeah.
That of course I thought, who writes these damn things?
How in the world are you going to figure that out? Do you know? I need to know before you even start.
Well, I didn't find out who specifically writes the ones in that area of New Jersey. But, Marissa, you know the value of a writer.
Do I anymore? That's debatable.
You know the potential value of a writer.
Yeah, exactly. That's all I know.
And they aren't as valued as they should be. And that's this also applies to writing road signs.
Okay.
Now, of course, just to be clear, I'm not talking about just a analog road sign. I'm talking about like one of those digital ones that you can put up freezes on. Like normally they would say, you know, delay, 15 minutes or accident in 2 miles or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, sometimes they try to get cute and, I thought, yeah, who writes these kinds of things? So I did a little bit of Googling. I don't have New Jerseys, but I also don't care that I don't have New Jerseys.
Okay.
Because I don't want to give that person credit anyway. That's not a good sign. They had another one too, but that was also not good. So at least in my intro here, I don't have good examples.
Right.
Anyway, a couple of things. Most of my resources are NPR stations, and I'm torn because there's a part of me that's like, no, I guess I'm not torn. What I want to say is most of my sources are NPR sources, and you might think to yourself, well, if NPR is the only place that's covering these things, maybe they shouldn't be funded.
Okay.
But the point I'm trying to make is NPR is the only one that's covering these things. Therefore, they must be funded.
yeah, okay.
Despite what the government is saying and doing. Okay, so the first one is from WUWM in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. And, you know, I'll tell you guys ahead of time, this is one of those episodes where I copy and pasted a bunch of stuff. So if you want to check out now, you can. But you also have to look up like 10 different articles in order to get all the stuff copy and pasted.
You probably shouldn't say that like at the start of your episode. Just FYI.
So when you're driving to work, there's nothing worse than seeing a traffic sign that shows a delay ahead. But if you're like firefighter Drew Schuster, by the way, I picked these because I thought that they had merit in their silliness. Okay. If you're like firefighter Drew Schuster, there's one thing you look forward to seeing, the witty safety messages.
Schuster
describes them as quote unquote dad jokes. And you might be familiar with some of them, like camp in the woods, not in the left lane, or life is fragile, slow down.
How is that spelled?
Well, it's spelled out phonetically as a play on A Christmas Story.
Oh, I've never seen that. Oh, wait. Oh, yeah. I know what that is. Okay.
Yeah. All of these messages come from the Wisconsin Department of Transportation, specifically its Traffic Management Center. So that's the department responsible for it.
Okay.
KUT in Austin is another NPR station. Traffic is one constant of life in Austin, Texas, but every so often there's something that breaks the monotony of the brake lights. A sign reminding you that, quote, you're not a candle, so don't drive lit, end quote.
Asleep.
I would love to. Or designated driver Bevo the game, which I don't know what that one means.
I don't know what that means at all. Why?
Maybe it's a play on like an Austin team name.
Bevo?
B-E-V-O.
I don't know.
On the big highways, it's someone from the Texas Department of Transportation who modifies these signs. On toll roads, it could be someone from the Central Texas Regional Mobility Authority. But on city streets like Lamar Boulevard or Cesar Chavez Street, It's a team from the city of Austin. Now, engineer Joshiel Bapuria is on that team. I enjoy coming up with them, he says, but sometimes my coworkers get a little bit tired of it and just retreat to their corner. Only the best reach the signs, I would say, or worst. It depends on how you define it. So the way that this office works, like, okay, with all due respect, Alex, if you're listening, how many engineers do you know that are hilarious? You know what? Even you, Alex, how many engineers do you know that are hilarious? You can't count yourself. But these are the people who have the jobs in the traffic centers. Therefore, they're the ones who get to be, like, it's the funny guy in the office. It's not a funny guy that you hired to work in the office.
I mean, to be honest, though, that's probably the best way to do it. Not to my own horn. I think I am pretty hilarious. But I think if I made those signs, they'd be too absurd. I think if you hired a comedian, they would, like, try too hard to make it witty. And I think you just need the funny guy at the office to make a sign like that.
It's interesting you say that.
They hired a comedian to do them?
No. Once the team comes up with an idea, the message goes into the central communication system and then on to more than a dozen signs in the city's control. The messages can even be customized for certain parts of Austin. So this is the level of specificity we're working with here. Coming up with messages may be harder than it sounds. In 2017, the city asked people to come up with their own signs. You know, now you're the funny person in any office.
Yeah.
While 15 submissions made the cut, hundreds more were rejected, including cars don't cuddle, leave some room.
That's something. Rejected?
Yeah.
I mean, that's fine. That's
and
fine.
Everyone yearns for signaled turns, which I agree with.
That one because it's stupid. It's so fucking stupid.
One of the ones that did make a sign is grab some toast, ... And then it, like, shows the next set of letters, which says jam ahead.
Oh. I would argue that that's the same caliber as the one that was rejected. I think it's pretty subjective here.
One says, again, we're talking about, I guess, like a two-framer here. One says, die in bed, not on the road.
Whoa, I don't know what that means even really. Like, die in your sleep or die while fucking or what does that mean?
Another one was, can't spell dumb idea without DUI.
Okay, I like that. Wait. Oh, yeah.
One just says, you are here.
What does that mean?
And I don't know. They don't serve tacos in jail. Don't drink and drive.
Oh. Is that true? That's what did they serve different?
I'm sure they have Taco Tuesday in prison, right?
I'm sure they do. If you're in prison, let us know at 570-POD11. Can you do your podcast in prison? I don't know.
I think so. And then also in Austin, tailgating is only acceptable at UT games, University of Texas.
Okay. Boring.
But our engineer friend, Joshiel, his boss, Jen Duthie, says that it's not always fun and games. The signs display serious messages, like recent signs aimed at reducing traffic fatalities. Duthie says that even the signs with jokes actually serve a serious purpose. They remind people that the signs are there.
Okay, what?
Okay. I had Ohio Public Radio in Arizona, and that was not right. I knew that wasn't right. Ohio Public Radio points out that drivers around the 4th of July have seen the message, only sparklers should be lit. around Halloween, they might see Hocus Pocus Drive with Focus. And another one was visiting in-laws, slow down, get there late. Okay.
That is cool, but I feel like that takes a moment to think about.
Yeah, it's a little longer, too. Yeah. The other thing is that
the Halloween one, like, is a missed opportunity to be like, there's nothing more, like, to go scarier and darker.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway.
If that's what you're looking for. The other thing is that when news outlets, when media outlets write about these, they use punctuation, but the signs often do not use punctuation. So
they
it would say
punctuation to the sign?
I'm sorry?
They add punctuation to the quoted sign?
Yeah.
That's stupid.
So what it might say is visiting in-laws, slow down, get there late. Which is different than visiting in-laws, slow down, get there late. But to your point, Marissa, it adds a little bit more processing if there's not punctuation.
Yeah.
12 News in Arizona says that, you know what? I'm reading you the beginning of several articles, so I won't even pretend to ever wonder who writes the safety signs that you can see over Arizona's highways. Well, in a way, you do.
Oh.
Arizonans from all over the state submitted more than 2,500 quips, insights, mottos, and recommendations to the Arizona Department of Transportation's 8th annual safety message contest. Narrowed it down to 10 finalists. Thousands of Arizonans submitted thoughtful and engaging messages and showed that they support safe driving practices like not speeding and not texting and driving.
No American one supports that in this country. They just wanted to win a contest. Fucking yeah. No one.
That is according to Arizona Department of Transportation Director Jennifer Toth. We hope drivers in Arizona continue to have conversations about safe driving behaviors so everyone can make it safely to their destination.
Not to digress, but I forgot to say in the how are you that Aaron made me drive on the road the other day and I started crying a lot. Anyway, continue. No one is safe.
Okay. I mentioned 10 finalists. First, don't be a hothead. Cool your speed. These were finalists.
Nope. No one says cool your speed. No, but that's not a saying.
We'll be blunt. Don't try to drive high.
I thought it was going to rhyme, but that makes sense at least.
I think it should say, we'll be blunt. Don't drive high.
Yeah, that would sound way better.
Good decisions and clear vision avoid collisions.
Decision and good vision avoid. But people can't. Okay. You can't make a choice to have good vision. That one I don't like either. So far.
No. You're making good choices and using your clear vision to avoid collision.
Okay.
Listen to jams. Don't cause them. Drive safe.
Okay. That's the best out of them so far.
Watch your speed, not your social feed.
Yes. By the way, I'm confused if it's just Pennsylvania nationwide, that they just made fucking holding your phone while you're driving illegal?
It's a Pennsylvania thing, I think.
Okay. How was that not already illegal? I'm just like, what the fuck? Anyway, continue.
I believe this one made it as a winner. But I'll tell you for sure, maybe in a little bit. I can't remember. drive with care. Life has no spare.
Okay, that's good.
No, it's not.
I mean, I'm sorry. Versus everything you've told me so far, that's the best one.
Give me a signal if your lane plans are changing.
What the fuck does...
That's not even like...
That's not anything.
Yeah.
That's just like a real thing.
Tie down your load so it does not end up on the road.
That, I get it. But I thought of shit immediately, and then I had to pivot. So just want that to be known.
Seatbelts go with every outfit, period. Wear them every day.
Is it? Don't you, if you're an adult, don't you legally not need to wear it in the back seat? Or did I convince myself?
Well, this is for safety. If you're like, if you wanted to say, nobody tells me what to do.
No. I wasn't saying, fuck that sign. I mean, real, did I make that up? Or are you aware of what I'm saying?
I think you can get a ticket for not wearing your seatbelt.
Really? Oh, I don't know. Anyway, maybe that's why I don't have as high of an Uber rating as I like.
When Aaron was driving your dad's car, wasn't that the concern? He had too many people, not enough seatbelts?
It was complicated because also the headlights weren't on.
Yeah.
But then also he did say you have more people than seatbelts. But then he let us off the hook, so I don't really know what he would have been regardless. But yeah, anyway.
All right, our last one is arrive alive, don't drink and drive.
Yeah, that one sounds like a thing that is good. I like that one.
It's 115 degrees in Phoenix, Arizona right now.
I don't even want to live. I mean, I don't live in Phoenix, Arizona. But I feel like in Pennsylvania it's bad enough.
Oh, and so our winners were drive with care, life has no spare, and watch your speed, not your social feed. So you picked one of them correctly, Marissa.
Yeah. That's pretty good.
The outreach manager with the State Highway Safety Office, Rachel Noyes, is one half of a writer's room. That's a joke.
Oh, okay. I was waiting to see what your sentence ended because I didn't know if that was real or being silly.
One half of the writer's room in the Vermont Agency of Transportation.
I wish that was my job.
Together with Ryan Knapp, the agency's Intelligent Transportation System Chief, they are tasked with... Wait, what? Right. They're tasked with coming up with messages to flash to drivers as they're motoring across the state. We're getting back into it, guys.
All right.
You're like, nope, you're already there. This is what it was before. The two have been crafting puns since at least 2020. They pair with national safety campaigns put forth by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, which has an annual calendar of enforcement campaigns specifically for occupant protection or impaired driving, for example. They work with local and state law enforcement as well. So if you see a bunch of people driving drunk on a particular road or at a particular time, they might try to cater a message to that particular need.
Okay.
But over the years, the pair has written their own puns and jokes to time with holidays, cultural events, and the changing seasons. And they've become immensely popular in Vermont. A Reddit thread posted last year showcased some of the people's favorites. No Valentine? ? Your seatbelt will hold you.
That's cute.
You may sparkle, but don't drive lit. Now, we're going to see a lot of plagiarism here.
Yeah, okay.
And lastly, 90 is the temperature, not the speed limit.
Got that right.
Other states have also had competitions like Arizona. In Tennessee, one of the year's winners was texting while driving, oh, sell no. That's the one that really irritated me, that there was no punctuation.
Oh, God, I don't even like that one with punctuation.
You need texting while driving, ? Oh, comma, sell no.
Okay.
According to USA Today, in Iowa, traffic engineer Wally Sorensen and his colleague Tracy Bramble make each other howl with laughter as they brainstorm months' worth of humorous messages with input from colleagues and from the public to be flashed each Monday on dozens of digital road signs across Iowa. Did you know there was roads in Iowa?
I don't even know.
It was Sorensen's teenage son who inspired, not buckled, ? Seriously? Question mark, question mark.
That's it?
Yep.
Not a pun or anything.
Beloved baseball flick The Sandlot was the source of Sorensen's favorite message thus far. Not buckled? Question mark. You're killing me, Smalls.
I don't know what that means.
That's fine. That's fine.
Okay. I never saw that.
Both Bramble and Andrea Henry, the Department of
Transportation. I know what that means, but I don't get the reference. So I'm just like, I would be like, what the fuck is that? I'm sorry. Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah. Well, Smalls was one of the main characters in the movie The Sandlot, and he didn't know how to play baseball, but he wanted to be friends with neighborhood kids, so he went out and he tried to play baseball, mm-hmm. and when he sucked, I believe it was the catcher who said, "You're killing me, Smalls."
Okay, gotcha.
And so you have to make that connection.
Okay, yeah. I don't think anyone Gen Z or younger knows what that means.
Yeah.
I'm not Gen Z, but I'm just saying, like, I don't even feel the mean.
So, both Tracy Bramble and Andrea Henry, the Department of Transportation's communications director, love May the 4th be with you.
Yeah. But what's that to a card? Everyone likes that in a way.
That convinced scores of newscasters to talk like Yoda.
Oh, no.
I don't think it did.
You. Yeah,
I don't think she came up with that.
She came up with it?
That's that, like the way that they're owning some of this stuff. It's almost like,
yeah.
Anyway, Marissa, what do you think of this one? I'm going to rephrase this one so that we end on the actual thing that was on the sign. During the arrival of Dirty Dancing, the musical at the Des Moines Civic Center, they put up the sign, "Nobody puts baby in a hot car."
What the fuck? What the fuck, man? Is that real? Because that's amazing. That's my favorite one.
Not every weekly installment has been rapturously received. An angry woman emailed Sorensen to protest "Nobody puts baby in a hot car."
Bye.
Her friend's child had died precisely that way. Okay,
yeah,
well, I think it's your friend's fault.
Yeah, I was going to say, you don't need to be said, well, no, I don't think that's fine.
Here's, okay, Bramble also spreads these messages through the Department of Transportation's blog and Twitter feed. Sorensen called and asked the writer of this email whether she wanted that to happen to anyone else. Could you imagine this? You send an email to a woman who's responsible for this, and you probably don't even send it to her. You send it, like, to the Department of Transportation, and you go, like, "I think nobody puts baby in a hot car is inappropriate. I, like, some babies die that way."
Yeah.
And then this woman calls you personally and says, "Do you want that to happen to anybody else? You want other people to die in the hot car?"
Fascinating.
And the woman, of course, says, "No, of course not." And Sorensen says, "Neither do we." That's exactly why we're doing it.
Yeah, that seems out of line to call the lady. But I guess, like, by that logic, then you shouldn't put signs about drunk driving, because then, like, someone could have killed someone from drunk driving. And
yeah.
I get the argument. I'm not totally like, whatever, but I don't know. Whatever.
I mean, I guess we can't say that one is more tragic than the other, but, you know.
I guess it's sadder because, like, drunk driving, you know you're doing something fucked up. Like, if you accidentally killed your baby in a hot car, that probably would make you, like, fuck up your whole day.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I could get it. One is not more tragic than the other, but that, like, no one's, I mean, unless you're really fucked up, no one's putting their baby in a hot car on purpose. So, yeah, mm-hmm. That is, like, that would be more upsetting. But,
you know. So, you know. It's only in some places where we get the inside track on things. The Department of Transportation Committee, so far, despite the baby in a hot car thing, they've been too skittish to blast the state with this one, which is apparently an underground favorite among the Department of Transportation. Are you ready for this, Marissa?
Okay.
Speeding is for the birds. Slow the flock down.
What? That doesn't seem bad. Wait, why is speeding... I like it, but why is it for the bird?
Yeah, I mean, sometimes speeding birds get caught in plane engines and stuff.
Oh, okay. I like that one. I feel like I'm surprised that they're afraid of that one, but they put the one that was like, die in bed, because that was just weird.
Yeah. Well, I guess if you ask people, how would you like to die, they would say, like, in my sleep. So maybe you should say, well, I guess you can't write die in your sleep because somebody could be sleeping while driving. Anyway. All of this to say, Marissa, that according to NBC News, the U.S. Federal Highway Administration has given states until 2026 to implement all the changes that are outlined in an 1,100-page manual released in 2024, including rules that spell out how signs and other traffic control devices should be regulated. Administration officials say overheard. Every time I read the sentence, I get that wrong. To myself. And administration officials said that overhead electronic signs with obscure meanings or references to pop culture or those intended to be funny will be banned in 2026 because they can be misunderstood or distracting to drivers.
Yeah, that's the biggest problem in our country today. I'll tell you that right now. Thank God. Wait, was this a... That was put in place while Biden was still president?
Yeah, I guess so.
Okay.
2024, I mean, certainly the development happened during his...
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
Administration... Nope. Next paragraph. Messages should, quote, fulfill a need, command attention, convey a clear, simple message, command respect, and provide adequate time for proper response, a spokesperson said.
Shut up. Shut up, man.
Now, the guy in Austin, I believe, was like, yeah, sometimes I'll make, like, Drake lyrics references, and, like, that's something I wouldn't understand. So I get it. But, yeah, you are sort of casting a very wide net when you talk about just people driving. So it is a hard audience. Another article made note that, you have like 54 characters to work with. So you can't like you have to be even more concise than a tweet, which back in the old days, guys, Twitter actually put a limit on how many characters you could put in a tweet.
Is there no limit now?
No, and then you just keep responding to your own tweet.
I don't know. That's interesting. That's stupid. Okay.
So, Knapp and Noyce, who were the Iowa duo? Oh, these were the Vermont people. Okay. Knapp and Noyce say that the agency is convening a committee, their agency in Vermont, is convening a committee to consider all the changes that they will need to meet to comply with the new regulations. It's unclear how they'll proceed. Knapp said that the agency supports the funny messaging, but he added that they'll work with their federal partners to better understand what we need to do to stay compliant and remain in compliance.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. This is primarily why this person should not be writing these signs. To better understand what we need to do to stay in compliance and remain compliant. Anyway.
Yeah. Well.
We're going to finish with the Delaware Department of Transportation spokesperson, C.R. McLeod, said. And by the way, in Delaware, there is one guy who's responsible for them on all the states.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry. One guy across the whole state. That's what I meant.
I knew what you meant. Yeah. Okay.
He said that because each sign in Delaware has a core safety message, the state is compliant with that guidance. So they don't find their signs to be any more distracting than a billboard or anything else like that that's already out there on the highway.
He has a safety message.
Yeah.
I think they're fine.
Again, We're using it as a tool to reach people to reinforce needed safety messages. He also pointed to a Virginia study that gave evidence of the sign's effectiveness. Virginia Tech partnered with the Virginia Department of Transportation to evaluate the effectiveness of quote-unquote non-traditional safety messages, such as the example from Iowa, "May the 4th be with you, text I will not." God. Yeah. The study found that messages about distracted driving and those that use humor, wordplay, and rhyme result in significantly higher levels of cognitive activation in the brain, Marissa. You're correct.
Ooh, yeah, that's cool.
In case you were wondering, for the study, researchers asked 300 people, only 300, about their perception of 80 different signs, as well as if they remembered what a sign said and its intention. They used neuroimaging, they used a neuroimaging device to measure the people's cognitive response to the signs. The study also found that some of them are more effective than others based on what the actual message is, but that the messages themselves are, mostly effective. And we'll end, Marissa.
Mm-hmm.
By quoting you, essentially, because you have said this already. The humor part of it, we kind of like, says State Representative David Cook, a Republican, that he told Phoenix TV station CBS 5, "I think in Arizona, the majority of us do, if not all of us, like the humor part of it. Why are you trying to have the federal government come in and tell us what we can do in our own state? Prime example of the federal government not focusing on what they need to be."
agreed, but also, like, look in the mirror, fuckface. But anyway.
Yeah, I don't really know what Arizona's up to, but you're a Republican, so.
I was going to talk about politics, but let me not. I don't know if you could hear me giggling at one point when Pete wasn't saying anything funny. I've definitely said this on the podcast before.
I'm sorry, everything I say is funny.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. I've definitely said this on the podcast again, but in case you didn't hear it the first time I said it, I once made the copy for a citywide billboard in Philadelphia, and they sent it to the translator to have it in Spanish, and the person who sent it just like didn't put the right spaces to indicate what was direction to the translator service and what was actually the copy to be translated.
Oh.
And if I did not know some Spanish, because I wasn't even told to look at it, they were just like, "Oh, ignore the Spanish ones, look at the English ones, we're about to send these to print." I noticed that my billboard almost went up. Instead of being like, "Apply for energy assistance," that my huge ass fucking highway billboard almost went up with a picture of an old man and just a gigantic headline that said, "Old man with mustache." And to this day, I so wish I didn't notice and it happened. Oh, it would have been so amazing.
These people driving by going, "Oh, yeah, that is an old man."
My fault at all. Like, I just happened to have seen it. Oh, I should have let it go. Anyway, that was fun.
Plugs.
You got any plugs?
Why don't you go first, Marissa?
Sure. I'm going to plug something real stupid. I'm going to plug, go to the movies, guys. I want a decade from now for the movies to still exist. And I really like going to the movies. And, Pete, have you seen, I'm sure you're not into this, but do you see the trailer for the new Naked Gun movie?
Yes.
I am very, very excited to see that in the movies. Yep. So excited. I have it on my calendar. So guys, just pitch and go to the movies this summer. It's too hot in most places to do anything. So just, go go watch a movie, any movie that sparks your interest, in the comfort and air conditioning of a movie theater.
Yeah, I haven't been to the movies since before COVID.
Wow.
Yeah.
I saw Friendship in the movie theaters, and God, it was too good of an experience. I can't even put it into words. That movie and being in an empty movie theater that I could keep talking out loud. Anyway, how about you?
I'm scrolling through my phone. Something did come to mind, but then I lost it when you said, did you see the Naked Gun trailer? So,
also, while you look for that, A24 has Friendship movie merchandise, and it's a baseball cap that just says male friendship. Is that too, can I get that hat?
Of course you can.
Okay. I was just like, does that weirdly send out some message I'm not thinking of that's weird?
No.
Okay.
I don't think so.
Okay.
Don't forget to water your plants, guys.
Okay.
Oh, shit. I'm sorry, Marissa. I forgot about the beginning of the episode.
What? Oh. That'll work, though. Guys, if you have anything to tell us, call us at 570-POD-11. You can also email us at
YallHeardPod@gmail.com.
And thanks for listening.
Yeah, thanks.
Bye.
Bye, everybody. Yeah. Bye.